For Nerds by Nerds production.
Is there a song you'd like me to start the episode with? And I'll just find an 8-bit version of it.
Do What You Want With My Body by Lady Gaga and R. Kelly.
Homies, the boys are back in town. We're doing another Hanging with the Homies episode. It has actually been a surprisingly long time since we've done one of these. I'm Josh, and I'm joined with Miles. What's up, buddy?
How goes it, my friend?
It goes. Been sitting here for about an hour, fucking shooting shit. Well, like a half hour.
Yeah.
And we like to record these if we feel like we're going to talk about some good shit. And we're in a chatty mood, so... It's
going to
be a good time.
Yes, very chatty today. Did I mention I'm back at it again with the white vans?
Damn Daniel.
Daniel.
Go listen to High on Horror, our podcast, our horror movie podcast. We do it with our good friend Chris, our handsome boy. We have, for some reason, had a running theme for about the last 10 weeks of Miles just throwing in a back at it again and me following it up with a Damn Daniel. I don't believe either one of us know why it started.
Nope. And we didn't discuss it.
And we damn sure don't know when it's going to end. I'm gonna say it's safe to assume long after everyone's sick of it.
Yeah, speaking of memes, how old do you think that Charlie is from Charlie Bit Me?
Dude, Charlie's probably 23 and in the pen for fucking slinging yay or something.
I feel like he probably has biting porn issues. Like everything's biting.
I'm looking it up. We gotta talk about this. The auto-corrected thing for that is how old is Hezbollah? You know Hezbollah?
No.
It looks like a little kid, but it's actually like it's a 20-year-old man. Have you seen this? It's
no.
A Russian guy. Oh, I'm gonna show you a picture. You definitely.
Oh, the little guy that he's like a boxer and he looks like a baby.
Yeah, he's 20 years old. Charlie was only one at the time, and that was 16 years ago. So Charlie's 17.
Holy shit. As a nation, we watched this boy grow in random intervals as you questioned how old he was.
Dude, it fucking time has been flying, all right? Because I still feel young. Not that I'm old, but I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm older than I feel, because I still feel young and youthful-ish, even though my body hurts. And bending over feels weird. But my birthday is a constant reminder of how long it's been since, A, I turned 18, and B, I graduated high school, because I graduated on my 18th birthday.
Nice.
So every time my birthday comes around, which is very soon, a couple of weeks, I always am like, shit, I've been out of school for this long. This year will be my 18th year since I've been out of high school, which seems fucking insane.
That is pretty crazy. I think of like time chunks in a high school, like every time 4 years go by, I'm like, yo, that was a high school. It's
yeah.
It's so wild to me. And like today I had a day that I rarely get to
well
have.
Miles, that was a my entire life up until I graduated high school amount of time since that time. That's birth to graduation again.
That's so crazy. Damn.
Yeah.
So, like, I had a day today, unlike one I've had in quite some time, where we just recreationally enjoyed vaping. And
partook.
We played, like, Nazi zombies, and we watched a bunch of stoner TV shows, and, like, we just had a really fun time just kicking it. I don't do well doing that anymore, but like when I used to do that all the time, I still think of that as not terribly long ago, and it's legit been like 10 years.
Yeah, I don't kick it at all and haven't for some time. I mean, me and Ben kick it once in a while, but we're never doing nothing. We're either recording or we're like having a fire or going to the movies or something like that. Like, we're not just sitting on the couch shooting the shit. Like, that rarely happens. That more happens if we visit each other at work or something.
Yeah. I very much enjoy that, but just like taking the time to sit and play Nazi Zombies and then being all amped up and be like, okay, we do this one more time and this is what we do differently. And then you dive in and you go even further the next time. Like, oh man, I really enjoy Call of Duty. You weren't really a Call of Duty guy, right?
I was a Call of Duty more when it first really got popular. I was a fucking original Modern Warfare and fucking World at War. Original Nazi Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
That type of that era. And then when like Modern Warfare 2 came out, I just couldn't get used to the maps, but I didn't have a lot of time to play video games, and then I started getting further and further away. Like, I still love gaming, but I do it very not sporadically, cuz now that I have my own place, it's more often, and I have an Xbox and I plan to buy a PS5. But it's more like gaming is a lot, like there's a lot to it. It takes a long time. Games aren't as easily just pick up and go because there's so much more shit you have to remember. Like, I'll forget how the controls work and shit like that, you know, if I go a couple weeks without playing a game or whatever, which sometimes happens. My life gets fucking busy. I'll still, like, lately I've just been playing Titanfall 2 again because you just go online and fucking shoot. That's just like Call of Duty. Like, I I've never cared about the group. Like, I don't play with headset. I don't talk to people. I don't care about if my team even wins or loses. I care about my score, how many kills I get. I don't even care if I'm one on my team. I just care if I'm up close to the top.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know if I got fucking 20 kills, I'm like, hell yeah, I did a good job.
I've been playing Far Cry 6 for like 2 months now, and I put in at least an hour a day. I don't know if I've gone a whole day without playing at least some of that game, and it's so fucking good. Ugh,
hell yeah.
Everyone sleeps on Far Cry. I don't get it. It's amazing. They're amazing games.
Yeah, I played 5, and I just didn't like the controls, but I didn't give it a fair shake. I didn't get used to it or anything, and it all depends on what like mood I'm in. I feel like open world games, there's so much to it, and I feel like they go above and beyond adding stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, I was thinking, I have Red Dead 2, and I have just never played it because I got it right before my Xbox broke, and I just recently got an Xbox again, so I still haven't played it, but I'm not loading it up because I'm like, there's so much to this game.
It's an investment.
Like, and I don't know, dude. It sounds so lame to say I don't have the time, but I don't have the time. But I'm trying to find the time. I am very bad at giving myself time. Lots of times because I have anxiety issues and stuff, when I can finally just sit and do nothing, it's kind of what I do. But a lot of times I've given myself this hobby. This hobby takes up a lot of my time. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even been doing that well lately with putting out episodes regularly and editing and all this stuff. I mean, I had been busy. I'd been moving and everything, but I'm definitely not as in it as I was, just because when life is hectic, you just kind of like, you just want downtime to be down, to be like shutting off the computer for a bit. And I don't mean the computer where I edit podcasts. I mean my mind computer.
Yes, the ultimate matrix.
My mind palace.
We are all part of Josh's imagination.
Yeah, I'm the only real person. It's all an illusion. I was thinking today, do you have something?
Not anymore, go ahead.
No, go for it. I don't want to fucking,
I don't remember, it's
you.
Gone. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Oh, nope, it's gone. Don't even worry about it.
I'm sorry, buddy. Don't let me steamroll you.
No, it's all good. I was just like thinking about all kinds of shit, but I feel like artistic expression should be taking more time in the forefront of my life than Far Cry. But I told my girlfriend, like, I was like, it's going to happen. I think it's time for me to put it in. She's like, okay, do it. And I was like, I don't think you understand what's about to
Not
happen.
Not the first time. Yeah. Yeah, what type of conversation we have in it.
Yeah. But I was just like, you don't understand what this means. What this means is I am going to only want to do
You're
this.
You're not
going to
exist for a month.
This is essentially what I told her. I was like, this is all I'm going to want to do for a while, every day. And she's like, okay. And I was like, now I've warned you. Do you feel prepared? She's like, yeah, I get it. It's what you're going to want to do. And then the other day she was like, I had no idea. And I'm like, I told you. I gave you fair shake.
That's how I was with the Arkham games.
Oh, yeah. So
when they came out, I was just like jonesing for it. Like at work, I'm like, God, I can't wait till I get home.
Those games are so satisfying. Like you just beat somebody into the earth. It's so good.
I love all three of them, and people fucking shit on Arkham Knight. I fucking loved it.
It's pretty good. Arkham Origins
story could have been
favorite.
A little less fucking like. What's the word? It could have been a little more original. They just kind of stole a couple of different story arcs that already existed and smushed them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like Arkham Origins was my favorite. It was the smoothest. And you got gadgets that were important through the rest of the series that you didn't have up to that point. And the storyline was dope as shit.
And it was winter. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like in that game, spoiler alert for a fucking 10-year-old game, is that the trailer made it look like, hey, we're finally going to get away from the Joker. We're gonna do the Black Mask. It's going to be the main character. And then they're like, not only is that not true, guess what? The Joker is Black Mask. It's revealed real early in it. And he's the main bad guy. And it's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm really upset that Matt Reeves picked a Joker. Like, he could have made something really unique and special by not casting a Joker. Like, just having the Joker not be in it. Yeah. And instead, he wanted to rehash another story of the Joker. Like,
have you seen the deleted scene with the Joker in it?
Yeah.
From the Batman?
Where Batman, like, consults him like he's Hannibal Lecter or some shit.
Yeah. I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
I liked it better than the actual scene that's in the movie.
Yeah.
I can see why they took it out, though, because it's cinematography-wise. It's shot exactly like and kind of has the same Batman parts of the scene later where he's with the Riddler.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're caught. And he's like, am I? The city's going to explode. Like,
yeah.
It's filmed the exact same way. So they're like, we don't want two identical scenes.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie, dude. Every time I didn't think I'd even love it as much. I thought I'd like it. Every time I go past it on HBO Max, I'm like, am I about to watch The Batman again? I think I might be.
Yeah, I've watched it 4 times now, and it is excellent. And so what are they saying that it's going to be? They're saying it's going to be Clayface and Mr. Clayface. Freeze, right?
Clayface is a definite. There are a couple other names floating around for the other one. I would like it to be Mr. Freeze. I would love a, like, actual...
I thought it was going to be called Gotham Frozen City.
No, there's a lot of, like, fan shit going around, kind of trying to influence it into that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Clayface, I don't know what they're going to do there. I can't imagine they're going to go big fucking 12-foot-tall monster. I feel like he'll probably always be a person, and his, like, hands morph or something. I don't really want that.
Yeah, the supernatural element, not having that in the Matt Reeves verse has been a good thing.
But it's kind of the problem, though. Anytime they especially start a Batman franchise with a non-powered villain, it sets the expectation that the universe we're in is a grounded, more realistic version of a Batman.
Right.
Which it seems in the last one. It seems like this Batman could happen in real life. He's driving a regular-ish car. He's driving a motorcycle. His suit doesn't look like something super high-tech, you know what I mean? Even though it's like, it wouldn't matter if it did. He's a fucking billionaire.
Right.
Like, but it looks real. And then when if you enter some sort of 12-foot-tall CGI mud monster, man... That seems unrealistic.
I wonder if they're going to take elements of Hush where he's like a facial reconstruction surgeon or something.
Maybe. I think the other problem I feel with it, though, is like it wasn't really noticeable in the 90s and 80s Batmans, but he also didn't go up against anybody like that. Where now, like in Batman v Superman and in Justice League, it's very noticeable that Batman is just a dude.
Right.
Because he can't take on any of these people. it wouldn't realistically make sense. It makes more sense in the comics and in cartoons because you're used to those not, they all look the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? In when it's real life, live action. I mean, that whole Doomsday fight, Batman's just hopping out of the way. Not that he should be able to do anything against Doomsday. It's just that Batman's so much the opposite of a coward.
Right.
That he gets involved. Like, you, and then in, like, Justice League, like, he's losing to parademons. And it's just always kind of made prominent that, like, he's weaker than everybody. Mm-hmm. They don't do a good job of following the, but he's Batman rule. He has to have something. He has to be pulling things out of his ass because he has plans for everything. Every live-action Batman is just, like, reactionary. He's not forward-thinking. He doesn't have a contingency plan for everything. He doesn't have a gadget that gets him out of everything. He doesn't have, like, any sort of tech that, like, in the comics or the cartoons, they always just go to some sort of a high-ranged electricity device. That's how, like, he can slap that on a parademon and the motherfucker drops instantly. And it's like, Yeah, I didn't have to touch you at all. I used my intellect. Like, they don't do that in the movie, so it's just, like, a lot of him jumping out of the way.
Yeah, especially that one. But he beats the ever-living fuck out of Superman in that movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, how's he gonna fight Clayface in a movie? He can't just go up and punch him.
Yeah, Batfleck would have been probably the best suited for fighting supernatural monsters, because I don't think any of the other on-screen Batmans ever really did. But Batfleck still... I feel like Batfleck could take him.
Batman's best scenes as Batman are never against his villains, unless it's, like, dialogue-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, he is either so physically dominant over his villains because they don't, like, the Joker poses no physical threat to Batman whatsoever. He could snap his neck in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the Riddler and Scarecrow. You know, at least he has toxins, but as a human, he's not strong at all.
Two-Face.
And then he has the other side of the coin, which is all people that can destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
Bane, Killer Croc, Clayface, they're all these huge impossible monsters. So anytime you use those characters in live action, it's going to be two fights probably of Batman getting the ever-living shit kicked out of him. The second time he uses something which exposes its weakness that he'll then use in their third encounter, where he'll probably quickly dispatch him by throwing some sort of freezing agent on him, and because he's made of clay, he hardens, and then it's over.
Yeah, that's the formula of Batman.
Yeah, that's the formula of most street-level superhero movies.
Yeah. But, man, like, everyone talks so much shit on the Snyderverse, and then the Snyder Cut came out, and everyone's like, oh, it might be something better. And, like, I feel like the Snyderverse is going to be the first time that a cinematic universe intentionally ended in the superhero genre. Like,
I mean, it didn't intentionally end.
Well, like, they're going to have an organic ending. They didn't want it to end. The Flash is going to reset the entire universe. Like, if there's ever a better opportunity for that.
I mean, that's coincidentally, though. I mean, they just happened to already be making a movie that had a very high influence of Flashpoint in it. Mm. So they're like, well, this is a perfect point to... Like, this movie was happening this way, and it wasn't going to end the DCEU. It was just going to change certain aspects like New 52 did. Now James Gunn is just tweaking this movie slightly to make it reboot the entire film universe.
Yeah.
It's smart. It's cool. I mean, eventually the fucking MCU will reboot. It'll have to.
Yeah.
They will run out of prominent characters because actors don't want to do this forever, or they die or whatever, and they'll run out of characters that people give a shit about, and the movies will start to tank. Not because they're not good, even though, like, they're not great now. I saw Guardians. That was really good.
I enjoyed Guardians, but that one felt like the end of an era.
Yeah. And, that was kind of like an organic ending.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see. Flash looks really good. Even though, like, it's hard to see Ezra Miller.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge fan of him, but they got Keaton back, and like Keaton's like, I'm okay with being Batman the rest of my career. So hopefully we'll get something out
but
of that.
But they're fucking him out of that. They had plans. There was a bat. He was in Batgirl, mm-hmm. and they scrapped that movie, even though it was done being made. They scrapped it for tax purposes.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser was the bad guy. He was playing Firefly.
Yeah, he was Firefly. Yeah, the whole movie was done, and then basically the IRS was like, if you don't release this movie, you can claim its budget as a tax break.
Mm.
And they were like, okay, we'd rather have $100 million back than release this movie. So, but one of the stipulations is they can never release it. So no one will ever see it. This movie is completely done, starring Michael Keaton as a returning Batman. And then they also had him signed on to do a Batman Beyond movie where he plays old Bruce Wayne. And they were like, nope, canceling that now too, that we're rebooting the DC universe. It's like, what are you doing?
That would be the perfect thing to like open the DC universe with. Fucking Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton, and they could make it blend in with the last Flash movie. Like, they have a big opportunity here that I hope they don't squander as bad as you're saying.
What I'm hoping they do, which is what their animated universe does sometimes, but I like the balance of it. Sometimes it has like a narrative overarching story, but sometimes they do one shots. Even if you have sequels, have these movies that are set in their own universes. I feel like they think, and that most people think, that like if they're doing it, then it has to be like the MCU. It has to be one universe. And it's like, don't be afraid to do one-off movies or like separate, like how the Batman is not connected to James Gunn's DCEU.
Right.
Like, he will produce the movies and everything, but that is set in its own universe, away from his other Batman movie that will be in the same universe as the Superman movie. Like, they are making one universe, but they're also going to have Elseworlds stories. So I'm hoping they do, like, a Red Son Superman movie. You know what Red Son Superman is?
Nope.
It's an awesome story. It's an awesome animated movie that they made about what if when Superman came to Earth, he landed in the Soviet Union instead of in Kansas.
Oh.
So then he's like his Superman symbol is the same shape, but it has the cross and sickle in it. Or the, what is it? The hammer and sickle. And he has a Russian accent, and it's awesome.
Hell yeah.
There's Russian Batman.
Of course.
Who has
Russian
like
Batman.
Has like the Russian hat, but with the fucking bat ears sticking out of it. He's fucking awesome. Superman, like his woman is fucking Wonder Woman. She's like his main piece. Yeah, like Green Lantern. The Green Lantern Corps comes to stop him, and he just fucking runs through the entire Green Lantern Corps.
I read this comic once where it was like Batman and Superman were on the run. They got framed for something, and mm-hmm. they sent...
Public Enemies.
Yes, that one. I read that one. Yep. And
yeah, it's a pretty cool one.
Everyone, they were like, how are we going to stop them? They're Batman and Superman, the best. And someone like looks at Hawkman, and he's like, fine, I'll go get him. Like, and Hawkman just beats the shit out of Superman, no problem. Mm-hmm. Like, it's everyone thinks that they're the best two by far, and I feel like they're all kind of on an equal keel except for Batman.
That is kind of the problem with one-offs, like they do it with one-off comics, is they'll make characters stronger than they actually are. Superman would own Hawkman. Like, he could kill Hawkman in an instant. A lot of that happens in comics. It happens in anime a lot, too, is that people lose because they forget what powers they have. It's like we talked about this before. I don't know if we ever did recording. In Avengers Endgame, right, there's the scene in the final battle where Captain Marvel is given the Infinity Gauntlet. And she has to get it to the van so they can send it out of time to get it away from here so Thanos can't use it, right? She has to get across the battlefield to where the van is. And all the other female superheroes show up and they're like, we got your back, we'll get you over there.
We're women.
Captain Marvel completely forgetting that she can move at the speed of light. You could be to that van before anyone could even think about blinking.
Right.
Like, What do you mean? You don't have to fight any of these people. You can literally move around them with ease. They would never even see you move. You would just disappear and reappear where the van is in an instant. That's how fast the fucking speed of light is. Like, and that's not me guessing she's that fast. They literally say she can move at the speed of light.
Yeah, that's how interstellar space travel works. I sent you this video. I don't know if you watched it or not. It's 9 minutes, so I doubt you watched it. But is it the one
talking?
Yeah, the dude explaining the fourth dimension.
Holy shit, this isn't even a quarter of the way through. What the fuck, Miles?
Yeah, this dude explains the fourth dimension, and it is so crazy. This kid's a genius. And, yeah, I suggest you watch it tonight because it's very, it's so fascinating to hear this kid talk.
Would you like to share with the audience the message that you sent me and Chris at 1:30 this morning?
Oh, about Miles Truitt?
No, about what you wanted to rename High on Horror.
Oh, I wasn't saying I wanted to rename it. I was thinking special episodes.
Yeah, what you wanted other shows to be called.
Let me see what I wrote. I'll read it out loud.
I was like, if I meshes him back now, we're going to have a conversation. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to go to bed.
I said, what if we did the same show for other genres in alternative universes? Like inebriated on sci-fi, drunk on drama, or tripping on thrillers.
I really appreciated the text.
Did you? I was like, I did. Nobody responded to this.
Well, it was very late.
It was very late.
I was like, Miles has clearly been drinking.
Actually, I'm not drinking right now. I'm dry for the month. But yeah, it was pretty late and I was pretty intoxicated.
Something we talked about earlier. We're going to keep referencing things we talked about earlier off recording. But we were texting through the day and we are going to do an episode of your show.
Right.
The Disc Dump Podcast. Fantastic show. Killer theme song.
Thank you, brother.
Tell the people what your show's about if they're not
familiar.
It's
a show where we listen to music, watch movies, or play video games in an attempt to figure out, are we going to keep the disc or are we going to dump it? Because it is an era where physical media is much less important. We want to make sure that we don't get rid of something we might want in the future. Josh is on all the fucking time.
Yeah, and I'm on a lot.
More than anyone, by far.
Yeah, which is fine with me. Miles is on here all the time.
We should trade shows for an episode.
Yeah, where you host?
Where I host your show and you host my show and we're not involved. Like, you would interview you want someone for the disc dump?
How about, I was going to say, how about we interview each other for each other's shows?
I mean, that basically is what every episode is.
No, but I mean, we go back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking, what if I did an episode of Four Nerds by Nerds where I like meet some of your friends who I've never met before and host your show? And
then you've met all of my friends.
No, you've got like, I've never met the Terrified and Tipsy people, for example. I feel like you have a few That's people true. Like that.
Hello, ladies. I love you.
Hello. I do too. Nope, made it weird.
Those are my ladies.
But you could do like the disc dump and have somebody on and like, do the whole kit and caboodle, like, well, should we keep it or dump it?
Yeah. Yep. That'd be fun.
Yeah. We should definitely
pick some of my physical media.
Yeah. It'll be perfect. And then you send me the audio and I'll publish it no matter what you say.
Yeah. We can definitely do that.
Why haven't we thought to do this before?
We'll have to put a little bumper on each other's episodes because maybe you feel the same way. I don't want an episode of my show where I'm not in it at all.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I want an episode I'm not in.
I will not relinquish power. I let you do the intro that one time. But yeah, before we were recording, we talked about, like Miles said, his show's about music, movies, and video games. I've been on his show a lot. I'm talking, he's got 103 episodes, and I've been on like 40 of them. And I've been on for numerous movies. I've been on for video games. But something me and Miles have in common is we both love music. It's a lot of the same music. And I have not done a single episode about music on his show.
Yeah, so I've only done...
We're going to do a music.
Of the 103 episodes or whatever are up, I've done 3 CDs. So. Yeah.
Well, we planned to do one for the longest time. Mm. Right? We were going to do...
Mars Volta?
Yeah, the Mars Volta.
Let's do the Mars Volta first.
We can do that as well. I definitely want to do the one we talked about, which we can keep secret. But yeah, we're going to do the Mars Volta. I fucking love that. But I didn't see it in your collection there.
Oh, I always had it on digital, and I have it on vinyl, but I don't have an actual CD. But we can talk about it because I have it on vinyl.
So, yeah, you won't be snapping that one in half, so we don't have to worry about that.
Precisely. Yeah, we should definitely do that. Do Francis the Mute? That would be the shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I fucking love them. But because we were talking about the dead today, earlier, I was thinking about songs, and I want to know if any come to mind. Of songs that, no matter what the subject matter is, that, like, the lyrics of a certain section or whatever, you find, like, perfectly written or, like, beautiful, like, speak to you. I'll give you some examples of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, me and Miles both like Marilyn Manson. Not the person.
the
music. Which is something you have to do a little bit nowadays, is you have to separate the art from the artist. And one of the albums we've talked about doing has two of my favorite songs, one being The Speed of Pain. Do you know that song?
I do not, off the top of my
head. It's amazing. It's an amazingly written song. The lyrics are like... You know, sometimes you just listen to songs and you're not really paying attention to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And today I was really stopping and thinking about certain lyrics and being like, wow, that's like some heavy shit, like really hit you. The chorus is, when you want it goes away too fast. Sometimes you hate it always seems to last. Just remember when you think you're free, the crack inside your fucking heart is me. And I'm like, God damn, Marilyn. But like another part of the song, he says, I wish I could sleep, but I can't lay on my back because there's a knife for every day that I knew you.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody's felt like that. that's what I mean. Like, are there any lyrics that you're like, that perfectly describes a way I have felt? Whether it's good or bad, like, that you're like, that fucking perfectly describes it.
There's a song by The Eden Project called Drugs. You ever listen
to
that song?
Yes. I love that song. You sent me that song and I fucking love that song.
Yeah, it's like I don't really want to do karaoke right now, but like it's like I'm a fucking mess sometimes and I say what I don't mean, and there's something like I don't know the words off the top of my head, but it's just like so solid. Like she's like, you aren't you when you're like this. And I said, well, that's the point. And it's all about just, like, getting away from yourself and being an asshole. And sometimes I feel that way about myself, that I've gone too far in one direction or another. And that song really encapsulates that, like, perfectly for me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. There is a song, what one was I just thinking of, by Modest Mouse.
Oh, yes.
The name of the song, maybe you'll know it, the name of the song is escaping me, but the song ends with him saying over and over again, my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like that all the fucking time.
That's an old one. That's from way back in the day.
What is that song called? The World at Large.
The World at Large.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song.
It's a great song. Real good song. I was thinking, this is... I guess you should say trigger warning to something like this. You like Shinedown?
I do.
Yeah, I know we've talked about Seether a lot, and I feel like they're kindred but different.
Yeah.
They came out at the same time and both start with S. they definitely toured together. And I was thinking of the lyrics of the song 45, which is not the most uplifting song in the world, but... It was one of those things where I was actually like thinking about the words to the song. And I'm like, who hasn't fucking felt like that, even though it's awful?
Yeah.
But like I'm swimming through the ashes of another life.
It's a real good song, but it has a different meaning for me now because my stepdad killed himself with a 45.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, I don't mean to bring it down, but that song is
Well, I won't
is
talk
dope.
About the rest of that.
The song is dope. Like, I was one of my favorite dope. Songs
I
ever.
I did stop listening to it because I'm like, not like today. I mean, I stopped listening to it for a long time because I was like, this is too heavy.
It's a heavy song. It's a heavy song. Another song that I relate to, though, that is not as heavy of a song, it's called Pretty Pimpin'. And it's by Kurt Vile, who is a local sensation in the Baltimore and Philly markets. He's climbing up there. He's like in the same league as Dr. Dog at this point, I'd say. I don't know if you know Dr. Dog. See, yeah, it's like a mid-level, like millions of listens, but not everybody knows their name kind of people. So Kurt Vile's one of those guys, and he has a song. It's like, I woke up this morning and I didn't recognize the man in the mirror, but he had my hair and he had my clothes, and I got to say, he looks pretty pimpin'. So it's like, not sure how you feel about yourself, but if you look at yourself and just embrace it, like, that's the way to be. So, yeah, that song is awesome. It's called Pretty Pimpin'. It, like, sounds like it's going to be sad, but then he's like, but I got to say, I look pretty pimpin'.
I'm trying to think of an upbeat song I fucking love. There is another song that you sent me that is not bad, but it's a great song. It's just sad. Is
The Revivalists?
Yes. It Was a Sin.
It Was a Sin. Yeah, that one's solid.
That's an amazing song.
Yes. I fucking love The Revivalists.
Yeah, they're playing up here in sometime in the next couple months.
Really?
Yeah, come on up, Miles.
That's tempting because I really
see,
like.
They're playing with. They're playing with somebody else.
I dove into The Revivalists hard about a month ago, and yeah, I like them better than I like the Black Keys. Like, I really like these guys.
I love
guys.
The Black Keys.
I do too, but I like these guys more than the Black Keys. Not that it's a contest, but like, Black Keys are real good. So.
They are.
They're the same band that does that song, I Wish I Knew You When I Was Young.
Yeah, I love that song.
We would get so high. So that was their pop hit, but man, they've got some deep, deep shit in there.
They're playing with a band called The Head and the Heart. I don't know them.
No, me neither.
Do you know the band AJR is the song? They sing World's Smallest Violin.
Nope.
No, they have a lot of good songs. Me and the kids listen to it a lot. my kids always say, we like that band a lot, even though they say the S word.
Have you ever had a phase of your life where you were a juggalo?
No. God, no.
Me neither.
Nope, I had quite a few juggalos in my fucking high school, though. And it was just like whatever you want and love it as much as you fucking want. Just please, if I don't understand the we have to wear this apparel every single day when you can only afford one to two objects. Yeah. it's like they got real smelly real fast.
Yep. I've never been a juggalo myself. I couldn't name you a single song by those two dudes.
ICP.
That one, yep, ICP.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Yes, that's right. If you don't know, Juggalos are the hardcore fans of the Insane Clown Posse.
And a few other groups that definitely have their logo drawn by the same artist. Twisted and whatnot.
Dude, how funny are the memes of the heavy metal bands? Like, the names of their albums. Like, they look at, like, an old cracked leather chair, and it's like, I love that band. Have you been seeing those? They're so fucking funny.
No.
Like, there's some where people are just like, Jared Dines is going through and looking at everybody's, like, band, the way it's written out, and it's all, like, spiky and shit, and he's, like, making fun of the worst ones. It's a great video.
Hell yeah.
Do you know much about that, like, YouTube circle of guitarists that are, like, all friends? And they, like, mm-hmm. like Sarah Longfield is the most incredible guitarist who's ever lived. And there's, like, Jared Dines is really awesome because he's, like, a master musician. And he just, like, he'll be like, this is what rhythm guitar sounds like, and it's like a crazy amazing rhythm, and then he does the lead, and then he does like the lead fighting the rhythm to see who could do crazier shit and stuff. Really? Like, he just does all this crazy like videos where he's like doing sketch comedy but also being amazing at music.
Oh, no shit. No, I don't know about this at all.
Yeah, Jared Dines, he's cool. And there's like that guy with the big beard. He does all the instruments like and mixes them together and has him like playing the electric drums and the guitars and singing and shit. Sometimes he dresses up as a rabbit.
Do you know Super Guitar Bros?
No, I don't think I do.
They're as far as I know, they're brothers. I believe they're twins. That they play like not dueling, but like harmonized acoustic guitar.
I mean, there's lots of duos that play guitar.
Yeah, but they do like a lot of video game, like acoustic video game covers.
Oh, cool!
And then they did a whole album with do you know Ninja Sex Party?
I do not know Ninja Sex
Party. No, they're fucking great. It's two dudes. They make music on YouTube. But they have like fucking real music video. Mike from Stranger Things is in one of their music videos as the guy as his like the younger version of himself. Mm-hmm. But like season one Mike. Yeah. Not now Mike. But they started off doing like covers of like 80s songs. And then they would do like comedy songs, and they have really fucking funny songs. One of them's a ninja. His name's Ninja Brian. He's completely covered, and he's always flipping people off. And the other guy's name is Danny Sexbang, and he wears like a leotard and shit. It's hilarious. I'll send you a couple. They have one song called "Thunder and Lightning." It's the whole video is claymation, and it's about how one day he got struck by lightning in the nuts, and it gave him superpowers. Where one ball's thunder and one ball's lightning.
You've sent me that one before.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. There's one called Bedtime. It's all about trying to put a little kid to sleep, but then like everything it just starts going off from a jackhammer going off to like the gates of hell opening in his front yard and demons and cops fighting pirates and all this shit. But yeah, the Super Guitar Bros did a cover album with him where he sings like "Kiss from a Rose" and a bunch of other real songs, and they're just all really talented.
That's awesome.
Tammy loves Ninja Sex Party.
I've been getting into Oliver Tree. Are you familiar with Oliver Tree?
No.
Oliver Tree, it has this crazy persona. He's a real dude. He has this crazy persona where he's always wearing one of three wigs. And he's jacked, so he gets naked in every music video for the most part. And he makes this, like, do you know that song? It goes, on and 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 on.
Yes.
Yeah, that song is, that's Oliver Tree and some TikTok bullshit. And he wears these suits that the shoulder pads come like a foot off of his actual shoulders. And he wears JNCO jeans. He only ever wears JNCO jeans.
I did rock a pair of JNCO jeans in the day. Hells yeah, I did, dude. I was fucking sagging long before it was cool.
I always wanted a pair of those and parachute pants. I always thought I'd look so cool in parachute pants.
They were comfy as fuck because they like were off of your body. But A, they were heavy as fuck. And B, they were wet constantly because they would drag on the ground, so you get home and the bottoms of your jeans would be soaked in water and dirt. Like, it'd be disgusting.
Yeah, I never had JNCO jeans. They seem like they could house multiple people in them.
Yep. Yeah, dude, they were so popular even the chicks were wearing them.
Does that mean that you were a DDR at the mall kind of person?
No, they didn't have DDR up here where I lived. Me and Tammy would play DDR in the living room once in a while.
I enjoyed
DDR. But it wasn't like all the ones in the arcade seemed to be like all strictly Japanese music.
Yeah, it's weird shit.
The one we had like David Bowie and like, you know, the song Jerk It Out.
Mm-hmm.
It had that. It had a bunch of like fun, like American songs on it.
You got a later one.
Yeah, this was like DDR 3 or 4.
Oh, no, DDR 3 and 4 was like 2005. This is...
Yeah, we were doing this in like 2007.
Okay, so... Yeah, I guess a later one is still not that new.
On the PS2.
Yep, I fucking... So, DDR, it's hard to jump up and down and dance every day at home and not knock TVs over and shit. So there's a way you can play it with the controllers, and I fucking ruled on that. My sister and I would do that all the fucking time.
It's like Guitar Hero. You can play Guitar Hero with a regular controller.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you gotta be fucking coordinated as hell.
I mean, that's basically what it is. I played Rock Band for the first time in a long time the other day, and that game is so solid. God.
Yeah. The first one you played?
No, I played the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, if you want to get a full setup, it costs like $400.
Yeah, I looked them up not too long ago.
It's crazy. Because
I'm like, I want one. I fucking miss that game. I used to talking about games you can't wait to get home and play. I used to play fucking Guitar Hero every fucking day. Like, for hours.
I was always like one of those kids who's like, I know how to play actual guitar, and it is different. It is definitely very different from actual guitar, but I got coordinated with it, and I did pretty fucking well the other day. It was awesome. So, yeah. But, like, you also have to be able to house multiple instruments, like, real life.
Yeah, once they broke in the drum set, it was like, all right, I need a closet or something for all this. You get two guitars, a microphone.
Yeah, I was playing with a girl who could do the guitar part, and she knew all the words to every song we did, so she wouldn't even look at, like, the vocal thing. She knew she was doing well on that. And she just focused on the guitar, and I was like, I've never seen such a display of, like, coordination.
Yeah. The first time I ever played Rock Band, right when it came out, my friend at work at the time, Joe, he bought the set, so we went over to his house to play it. And we set it up for, it was two guitars, a drum, and a microphone. And, like, right as we picked the song, the person who was going to sing, like, was like, no, I can't do this. It's too embarrassing. Like, I don't want to sing. So then I had to sing and play drums at the same time.
Jesus.
So I, like, put the headset on. Like, I unplugged the mic and plugged in the headset, so I just sang into that. So I was fucking Phil Collins in that shit. We were playing Black Hole Sun by fucking Soundgarden.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not a hard... The singing's easy. You don't even have to be on pitch.
As long as you know the words, and
you can just hit the same note over and over again, and as long as you're just following the line, so you just have to go up and down slightly to make it. If you like hold the mic real close to your face, it'll fucking just like even it out the whole way.
Huh.
Yeah. Not hard to get a good score with the microphone.
Interesting. Yeah,
or maybe it's just my velvety pipes.
That's probably what it is, if we're being honest. That's probably what it is.
Could be.
Like, that game was pretty dope, but they started branching off into, like, specifics. Like, they had the AC/DC edition, and, like, what was the one?
That was AC/DC was Rock Band, and then Guitar Hero had a bunch. They had Metallica, they had Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yes.
Van Halen, which they gave away for free for some idiotic reason. If you bought 5, you automatically got a redemption code for them to mail you a copy of Van Halen for free.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah. And I feel like they did other... Rock Band also did the Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul McCartney still plays the Beatles Rock Band with his grandkids.
Does he? That's fun.
Yeah.
My ex-wife... She had the Beatles Rock Band when it came out, which we never really played. But she also had Lego Rock Band, which...
Good God,
never,
they Lego everything, huh?
Yeah, I never played the, like, you know, the concerts or anything. We would always just play free play. And they had a good song on that by, I think the band is called Automatics, called Monster. They're like a British band. It's a fucking dope song.
I don't think I know that one.
I'm going to send it to you. I guarantee you're going to like it.
Cool.
Yeah. It's like a early, like mid-2000s, not like, yeah, like 2009, 10-ish song. Kind of in the vein of like the Struts or something like that. You know, the Struts?
Nope.
Or who's the band that sings, Do Believe I Told You So? You know that song?
I can hear it, but I don't know the band's name off the top of my head.
I definitely have it on my phone, but that's I think the song is called "Hate to the Hives."
The Hives.
Hate to Say I Told You So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was on
Invincible. It's in the last episode of Invincible.
Is it?
Yeah. When at the end when Seth Rogen aliens like, what are you gonna do now? And he's like, whatever I want. And it's like,
that song is in one of the Burnout games, and it's fucking awesome.
I believe that. It's definitely that type of music.
Dude, Burnout was how I found like years worth of listening of music. Was like all those Need for Speed, like the soundtracks on those games were like formative for people in our age gap.
They're making a Gran Turismo movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
With David Harbour.
Why not?
It's like, oh, you mean everyone's least favorite fucking racing series, Gran Turismo? Like, you made Need for Speed, the one everyone loves, and nobody went and saw that movie. What do you think? Why would you think anyone's going to go see this? Like, I'm sorry, Sony. Why are you wasting your money on this? Give us a fucking God of War movie. Like, give us a good game that people actually give a shit about.
Yeah, we could definitely use that. I have Gran Turismo, like, 4 or 5. I don't know. Whichever one was the last one for the Xbox 360. And the way they structure it is if you use the same car over and over, it becomes your best car. So, like, I'm racing all of these, like, Ferraris, and I'm
wood
driving...
Wood-paneled station wagon.
No, I'm driving a Yaris, the one that looks like an egg. And I'm fucking smoking Ferraris with this thing. And I'm like, this is not how this game is supposed to go. Like, this is does not make any sense whatsoever. But every time I go to trade cars, it's like, are you aware that this car is slower than the one that you currently have? It's like, why? Why is it slower?
You've played God of War, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who would, if they made a movie, who would you want to see play Kratos?
Vin Diesel. No.
No, you wouldn't.
No, definitely not.
People say maybe Batista.
I was actually just thinking Batista.
He's definitely got the frame for it. I don't know if he has a gravelly enough voice for it.
He has a pretty gravelly voice.
But not when he, like, when he gets, like, excited or he, like, starts to raise his voice. It's not, like, booming. It gets, like, more, not really high-pitched, but higher pitch than he normally is.
Yeah,
Kratos has a very, like, raw voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Batista's attempt would be, like, Drax, then maybe that's the voice doesn't match up. But then who is our choice for good voices? Will Arnett?
Yeah. I really, really like... I think I like the setting of the new God of War, like in Norse times. I like that setting a lot more than the, like, the old stuff, the Greek gods.
I haven't played the new one, but it's everyone's saying it's, like, the greatest game ever.
Like, and I like the way he looks better with the beard instead of just, like, the...
The goatee.
Like, the Greek stuff almost looks Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, And I definitely like, but I'm more interested in North mythology than I am in Greek mythology.
Yeah.
So, like, now they're talking about him heading into another one, like maybe Egyptian or whatever, and I'm just like, ugh, like, no. But I also like the story of him as a character. Like, the new God of War is much more like a movie video game. Like, there is a very, like, intertwined relationship story developing throughout the game. In the old ones, it's just like, I want revenge and I'm gonna kill everybody.
Right.
Like, this one is much more like he doesn't want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that he's a pacifist, but he's like, I'm like, just leave me alone. Like, and like, his wife has just died and everything. Like, it's a very, like, interesting story. Like, if they made a movie, I'd much rather have them start there. I think they could definitely also, like, build the intrigue of, like,
past
this hidden backstory of, like, well, why is he, like, a, you know, retired warrior, basically? Instead of being, like, here's three movies where he's literally ripping people's heads off and then Well, now he's toned it down a bit.
Yeah, that would be the better way to do it, is to just flashback to it. I'm actually doing an episode of the Disc Dump where it's going to be Kratos versus Dante from Dante's Inferno. And it's not fair because God of War has so much more legacy that Dante's Inferno never got a chance to have. So it's hard to argue that the guy who kills all of the gods is going to be inferior to the guy who has one game.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you all also had the balls to say that fucking Goro would handle the Incredible Hulk. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Did you listen to the episode?
I listened to most of it. I got infuriated and I had to go to work.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but it goes.
But I listened to about half, and it was all Goro.
Well, yeah, you should continue listening on.
I'll finish it.
It takes some turns you don't expect it to take.
Oh, thank God! I'm glad some logic came into.
Oh yeah.
Some reasoning, because you guys are saying some outlandish shit,
dude. You'll have to listen to it.
I'm like, this motherfucker got killed by Johnny Cage. He doesn't even have superpowers.
Yeah, well, the Hulk also has 60 plus years of legacy to consider as well. But
Goro is centuries old.
But like Max said, the Hulk is always one to like lower his power level to whoever he's fighting for no reason. And if they like met in a comic, I feel like that would be a dope ass comic.
It is an infuriating thing with Dragon Ball Z. They do that a lot, where it's always like, motherfucker, I know you got three more phases to get through before you're a full strength. Don't give me the one eye closed, shaking off the rubble like, oh, I'm having a hard time here. Like, you're not even trying.
Yeah. Anime. Oh, God.
Yep. We're going to find one you love.
Well, it wasn't the one that started tentacle porn, I'll tell you that. That yeah, one got weird.
Well, I was watching a little hentai.
No, it was not recently. Hentai. It was...
Oh, there was no penetration? That's an actual show?
It was a movie. And so there was a lot of rape in it, but the violence was gratuitous. Like, there was people getting ripped into pieces, and then those pieces getting raped. Like, it was fucking dark. But, yeah. It's gross.
You might like Fairy Tale. That was a pretty popular show about 5 years
Somebody
ago.
Somebody told me about that before. It might have been you.
Nah, I don't know. We haven't talked about Fairy Tale. But it's very, like, fantasy. By the name, you can tell. It's very, like, fantasy-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might like that. There's one that is fantasy-driven and also video game-driven. I'm blanking on the name right at this second. What the fuck is the name? I'm gonna type it up.
You know what's a good one? Princess Mononoke. That movie's crazy.
Tammy loves that shit.
It's real good. That one's real good. Even I couldn't deny that.
I think besides Totoro and Ponyo, I think those are the only two Ghibli movies I've seen.
I have zero interest in the ones that aren't full of violence. Like, I watched Kiki's Delivery Service. I was not impressed. I watched... There was another one that was based on, like, Earthsea or something like that. That one was, like, D&D related. That was pretty cool. But, anywho, another lackluster conversation about anime from me.
It's called Sword Art Online.
Oh, cool. It sounds like a website where people would talk about anime.
It's like an online game. They have, like, a VR headset, but it's, like, a full body thing. And there's, like, this big push for this big release of this game, almost like Willy Wonka and the Golden Ticket type of thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody logs in, so, like, a big part of the Earth's population is all logged into this one once. And then it turns out the creator was crazy, and he's like, you're all stuck here now, and you either fight your way up to the top of this tower that's, like, 13 levels high, like 13 levels of a game, basically, or if they take your helmet off outside, you die. And if you die in the video game, you die in real life. So there's people that are spending months trapped in there, like, trying to figure out how to get out, like, how to, like, not die and beat the bosses. There's, like, dungeons and shit. It's pretty intense and cool.
That sounds pretty cool. It's also the plot of Ready Player 2.
Oh, is there a sequel to Ready Player 1?
Yeah, it's full woke bullshit. Like, I'm all for, like, whatever political beliefs you have, but you don't need to inject it into my art. Like, I want to watch something and enjoy it. I don't need to worry about the political ramifications of not including somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of hate when they push messages into any sort of media.
Yeah, so Ready Player 2 has a good bit of that, but otherwise it's great.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a sequel. I have the book, and I never saw the movie.
The book is literally the best book I've read since Harry Potter.
Yeah, I heard the movie, like, the movie could not be what the book is, because there's too much, like, copywritten shit in there.
But there's so much copywritten shit in fucking the movie, though.
In the movie. Yeah, I've seen cool clips, but, like, there's, like, X-Wings and shit in the book, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of shit. But, yeah. Anyway. So, Ready Player One. We'll talk about it next time. Probably not. We'll never remember.
No, we won't. But yeah, good hang as always, my dude.
Yes, indeed.
And yeah, we don't do plugs or anything on these episodes. We just say peace out, y'all.
True, come to me, my friend. Fire and lightning.